Welcome to Razzle Dazzle, a podcast about our favorite video games and all things pop culture, with an emphasis on our favorites. I'm your host, Jared, and in today's Razzle Dazzle review, we're diving into a true masterpiece in the world of video games, Okami. Okami is a game that's often overlooked, but holds a special place in the hearts of those who have experienced its unique blend of art, mythology, and gameplay. Join me on this journey as we explore the world of Nippon and the adventures of Amaterasu, the Celestial Wolf. Let us know what you think about this review somewhere on the internet, and with that being said, it's Razzle Dazzle time! Okami. Our story begins in the mythical land of Nippon, a world engulfed in darkness and chaos. Our unlikely hero, Amaterasu, or otherwise known as Ami, awakens from her slumber to restore balance to this world. But here's the twist. Ami takes the form of a majestic white wolf. As Ami, players wield a magical paintbrush, the Celestial Brush, to bring life and order back to Nippon. This unique gameplay mechanic is the heart of Okami, allowing players to interact with the world in breathtaking ways. The art style of Okami is truly a work of art in itself. Inspired by traditional Japanese sumi-e ink paintings, the game's visuals are a vivid, living canvas. Every stroke of the brush not only influences the environment, but also plays a crucial role in solving puzzles and battling formidable foes. One of the most endearing aspects of Okami is its deep connection to Japanese mythology. The game is filled with characters and creatures inspired by ancient legends, adding layers of depth and cultural richness to the experience. The journey of Ami is not a solitary one. Throughout the game, she's accompanied by a colorful cast of characters, each with their own unique personalities and roles to play in the grand narrative. Okami is not just about saving the world, it's also about restoring faith in humanity and rekindling the bonds of friendship. The game's storytelling is poignant and filled with moments that will tug at your heartstrings. And let's not forget about the music. The soundtrack of Okami is a symphonic masterpiece that captures the essence of the game's world. From epic battles to serene moments of reflection, the music enhances every aspect of the experience. Now, I want to touch on something that often comes up in discussions about this game. Its comparison to The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. And let me be clear, this comparison is made with the utmost respect, as Ocarina of Time is a legendary title in its own right. Okami has been called a spiritual successor to Ocarina of Time, and rightfully so. Both games share some fundamental similarities that make Okami feel like a loving tribute to Link's epic adventures. First, the open world structure in Okami is reminiscent of Hyrule in Ocarina of Time. Players can freely explore the vast world of Nippon, uncovering secrets, helping townsfolk, and battling enemies. Another parallel is a sense of discovery. In Ocarina of Time, you stumble upon hidden caves and treasures, and Okami follows suit with its own set of secrets waiting to be uncovered. And of course, both games feature a protagonist with a legendary destiny. Link, the Hero of Time, and Ami, the Celestial Wolf, they both embark on quests to vanquish evil and restore balance to their respective worlds. But here's where Okami shines. It doesn't just copy the formula, it reinvents it with its own unique mechanics, such as the Celestial Brush. It takes the essence of Ocarina of Time and adds a new layer of creativity, turning the world into a canvas where you paint your solutions to puzzles and battles. So yes, you can say that Okami wears the coat of Ocarina of Time, but it's a coat that's been hand-painted with intricate design and fresh ideas. And this is a good thing because it takes what was already great about Ocarina of Time and adds a layer of artistic innovation. In the end, Okami stands as a testament to how the gaming industry can pay tribute to its classics while forging its own unique path. It proves that even in the shadows of giants, a game can shine brightly with its own brilliance. Before we wrap up our exploration of Okami, I'd like to share a personal gaming achievement that I hold near and dear to my heart. 100% completing this magnificent game. Completing Okami to its fullest extent is no small feat. It's a game filled with side quests, collectibles, and hidden treasures that truly reward those who are willing to immerse themselves in Nippon's enchanting world. I vividly remember the countless hours I spent seeking out every stray bead, every hidden brush technique, and all of those elusive prey points. It felt like a journey of its own, a testament to the game's depth and dedication it inspires in its players. But it wasn't just about ticking off items on a checklist. It was about diving deeper into the world of Okami and uncovering every nuance, every bit of lore, and every character's backstory. Completing Okami was a labor of love, a testament to the game's ability to captivate and engage players on a level that goes beyond the surface. It's not just about the destination, but the journey, and Okami offered a truly unforgettable one. So whether you're a completionist like me or just looking for a remarkable gaming experience, I encourage you to give Okami a try. It's a game that rewards dedication and exploration like few others. As I wrap up today's episode of Razzle Dazzle Reviews, I want to thank you for joining me on this journey through the world of Okami and for allowing me to share a bit of my own gaming story with you. That's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Razzle Dazzle Reviews. Please make sure to follow us on Instagram at Razzle Dazzle Show and on TikTok at Razzle_Dazzle_Show. And be sure to tune in every Thursday on the Eagle Radio Live 365 app, where we are live from 12 to 1, and we'll catch you on the next one.